One was reprimanded for his selfishness, for his unfaithfulness, for his quarrelsomeness, for his greed and everything else we heard. Yes, they were harsh words. And no one knew beforehand what was being said to him, because they were completely dazed. They knew, sometimes they had stumbled and done something wrong, sometimes they had done something good. What counts more, is more of the good or more of the other done? Yes, everyone was in the same situation. And so it went, the whole row down to the last one after the other, were called, one alone, in twos, in threes, in fours, in fives. So each one was reprimanded by this magnificent and powerful angel, severely reprimanded or praised for their good deeds. So I too had to go, I too was called, and I stood there alone. The angel was happy to tell me that I had done a lot of good and that I was credited with caring for my parents, working for the poor and having a good heart. I was still full of fear and I thought, now comes the thing I did wrong. I knew that sometimes I was not as I should have been, I was sometimes without patience and did not always have the piety that I would have wanted for myself. But he said nothing about it, and I was happy and was allowed to go away. Angels had also been waved to, and they took me into their care. The magnificent angel, I would like to mention this, said to his higher brothers and sisters, yes, this being has also sacrificed itself. It knows love and loyalty and modesty, that will find its reward. And at the same time you know that we need such people. It seemed that they already knew where they should lead me or what kind of work I should be given. My companions, who had brought me to this place, came up to me, gave me their hand and said that they would now accompany me again, back to our house. And so we went together, there were now five of us. My parents had been waiting for us with great excitement and we were happy to be together again. But I did not yet know what my work would be now, should I find out, now they wanted to reveal it to me and my parents should hear what my future work in the world beyond would be. Then they said, we have many sick brothers and sisters here and they need care and you are the right person for that. You should go to our hospitals and look after them, comfort them, be a support to them. So I was led to my place and taught how to behave with this or that. You didn't have to say the same thing to everyone, you didn't have to treat everyone the same, everyone wanted their own treatment, depending on their illness. It was a painful experience for me. Then there was another long silence and they wandered around again. But that being, I still have to catch up with that, was immediately taken away, it did not have to return to its row, but was led away. Where to? I did not look after it anymore, because I was too busy with what was happening here. An angel of God came to us again, took one from the first row, put his hands on its shoulders and said, yes, you have made a lot of effort and great sacrifices. He took it out immediately and placed it in front of this angel of God. This being also lowered its head, it did not fall to its knees, but it lowered its head, and the angel of God said, yes, sacrifice, you have known that, we will reward you for that, it shall find its reward. And he gave a sign with his hand and this being too was led away. So my hope grew that the same thing could happen to me. Then another angel came and took out two beings at once. These angels were so self-confident, you could see their power and their position. Two beings together were now placed before the judge angel. They also bowed their heads, and we, not just me, but certainly all of us, were waiting for a word of praise to be spoken. But it wasn't like that. They were words of blame. These two had lived without love, they knew no peace, they were domineering, and the angel now told them events from their lives. The two who stood there did not know each other, but they were probably equally burdened. Then the angel told them about this and that, about what he had done wrong and what his punishment would be. They were to be punished for their misdeeds, for their recklessness. He again beckoned to an angel of God, and they were led away, I did not know where. Now I was afraid again, it is just as I was told, they tell you something about your life. So they called one after the other. One was reprimanded for his selfishness, for his unfaithfulness, for his quarrelsomeness, for his greed and everything else we heard. Yes, they were harsh words. And no one knew beforehand what was being said to him, because they were completely dazed. They knew, sometimes they had stumbled and done something wrong, sometimes they had done something good. What counts more, is more of the good or more of the other done? Yes, everyone was in the same situation. And so it went, the whole row down to the last one, one after the other, were called, one alone, in twos, in threes, in fours, in fives. So each one was reprimanded by this magnificent and powerful angel, severely reprimanded or praised for their good deeds. So I too had to go, I too was called, and I stood there alone. The angel was happy to tell me that I had done a lot of good and that I was credited with caring for my parents, working for the poor and having a good heart. I was still full of fear and I thought, now comes the thing I did wrong. I knew that sometimes I was not as I should have been, I was sometimes without patience and did not always have the piety that I would have wanted for myself. But he said nothing about it, and I was happy and was allowed to go away. Angels had also been waved to, and they took me into their care. The magnificent angel, I would like to mention this, said to his higher brothers and sisters, yes, this being has also sacrificed itself. It knows love and loyalty and modesty, that will find its reward. And at the same time you know that we need such people. It seemed that they already knew where they should lead me or what kind of work I should be given. My companions, who had brought me to this place, came up to me, gave me their hand and said that they would now accompany me again, back to our house. And so we went together. There were now five of us. My parents had been waiting for us with great excitement and we were happy to be together again. But I did not yet know what my work would be now, should I find out, now they wanted to reveal it to me and my parents should hear what my future work in the world beyond would be. Then they said, we have many sick brothers and sisters here and they need care and you are the right person for that. You should go to our hospitals and look after them, comfort them, be a support to them. So I was led to my place and taught how to behave with this or that. You didn't have to say the same thing to everyone, you didn't have to treat everyone the same, everyone wanted their own treatment, depending on their illness. It was a painful experience for me. I now paid attention to the light that shone and that was for me the mental clock that showed when my work was finished and I could return home for a short period. But I didn't really know what I would have preferred, to do my work in this hospital or to return home. I enjoyed everything equally. I was happy when the change took place, I was happy to return and I was happy when the light changed again to go back to my work. So I was always fulfilled in my inner being, whatever might happen could happen. But there was a slight pain over me and my parents when we were together. I thought of my brother, my parents of their son. How would he fare? My parents had also had to go to that particular place after their return home, and they too had been called before the angel of judgment, and now the same thing would happen to my brother. Would he also have to go there in a group with a single angel? And would he also be exposed? When I was with my family again, a message came. A messenger came and explained, get ready, you should now go to the reception. We knew who was coming, it was my brother, it was the parents' son. We were also immediately accompanied. But they were not our trusted spiritual friends, but others introduced themselves to us. They took us with them, and we went to my brother's house, to his deathbed. Then they said, he will not die yet, it will be a few days, maybe even a good week. You should greet him now, maybe he can see you. We went very close to him, we waved to him and we smiled at him. We wanted to talk to him and say to him, you should pray and you absolutely have to do something good. You have to raise your eyes to God, you have to ask him to forgive you. We wanted to tell him this, but we saw that he could not see us, could not hear us, so we withdrew again. When I was in the middle of my work in the hospital again, the messenger came and said, sister, you have to get going, it is time for your brother. I asked, can I leave my work? Oh yes, he said, He had already arranged with another angel of God that one would take over my work until the time when I would return. So we, my parents and I, went to my brother. We were not alone, there were angels there too, there were friends of his and strangers we did not even know. Well, we watched as his guardian spirit helped him to free himself from his body and as he was brought to us. Mother and father supported him and I stood in front of him. He breathed deeply and looked at us with wide eyes. At first he couldn't speak at all, we could see that he was dazed. And mother said, "Yes, Emil, you have done a lot of things wrong in your life." I don't think he heard it properly, he was still so dazed. But he was happy because he looked at us and he was delighted to see us. We looked at him and saw how he looked. Yes, when the spirit was pulled out of his body, his clothes suddenly formed around him. And this clothes that he was now wearing were not beautiful. We had looked at our clothes, we didn't look particularly elegant, but we didn't need to be ashamed of our clothes, while we had the feeling that our brother must be ashamed of his outward appearance alone. After a while we arrived in one of the villages that had been shown to us, we had not come to our house. In this village there were no such beings with whom one could be at peace or who were so harmonious. Yes, it must have been such a village, I was not interested in it any further. I saw a lot of houses straight away, but I did not find the surroundings so pleasant. Now we wanted to talk to my brother, but the angel took us away and said, "I have to speak to him now." He gave us the sign that we had to leave. We could no longer talk to my brother, we had been allowed to greet him and now had to leave quietly. So we did. We went back to our house and we were sad. I was then called back to work and left. While I was working I prayed that God would have mercy on him. When I returned to the house and met with my family, we naturally had to talk about our brother. We had our spiritual friends who visited us. So we could only turn to them and asked them, "What can we do for our brother? We would like to help him in his time of need." They said, "Primarily you cannot do anything. You have now welcomed him, you had this right, but first the angel of God will take care of him. He will not come to a house as beautiful as yours, but he will come to a community house. He had to go to a community house, he had to be content with living with many others. This now meant humiliation for him, because he had become a demanding person. Those with whom he now lived did not have such good manners, he would not like them." This was explained to us. Yes, we asked where we could meet our brother and the answer was, "It will not take too long and he will also have to go to the draft." By this draft they meant this court and also the fact that he will then immediately be led into the order of God and will have to do his work. Our friends said, "We will lead you near him at this court, but he will not see you, you may stand aside and see how he fares." Yes, we knew that nothing good was to be expected, and we said, "We would not like to be the just to see this, because we would be too moved by pity. We would much rather do something for him or speak to him beforehand." Our spiritual friends arranged it, we could go to him. We did not want to blame him. We only saw him very sad. Very sad. He complained about his appearance. We had the feeling that someone had put on him a garment that he had worn in human life and that had once been completely wet. It was as if glued to his spiritual body. You could see no shapes or anything. It was so ugly, so unkempt, it looked so dirty. We could not remember my brother ever wearing such a garment. But later it was explained to me, a garment like this had been materialized from his human life, built up, put on him, it was transformed into the spiritual, in the poor condition that was appropriate for his life. He was to wear this garment until his attitude had changed. From the garment, others would also be able to see what spiritual development or stage he belonged to. We were with him and comforted him, and we could only pray with him. We did not want to reproach him, it was pointless, but we prayed, and the brother prayed with us. Then we found out from our spiritual friends what had happened to him in that place. He was severely reprimanded and put to menial work. Our brother, our proud brother, had to do very menial work. And he had to be with beings who had no manners, who were rude and spiteful. We knew that he was unhappy, but as a human being he had looked down on the poorest, and now he himself was with the spiritually poorest. How long would it last? We did not know. We only asked each other and were comforted that time would pass. He would hold up bravely and fulfill his tasks. When we visited him, it brought him much comfort and relief. I would like to briefly explain what his work consisted of. He now had to deal with beings who had come up from the depths, who had been without love for a long time and had no faith themselves, and who now had only one wish, to go back to earth, to the people, to devote themselves to pleasant things there and to avoid the spiritual task. But my brother did not want that. He had promised to fulfill his tasks. And now he had a fight with these beings. He was supposed to keep them under a spell, so to speak. They were not allowed to return to earth. He had to talk to them a lot. He had to comfort them, even though he would have preferred to be comforted himself. But he overcame himself and spoke to them, which had been so difficult for him before. They were such lowly beings that he had to deal with. He was told where they had lived, what they had been like in life, that they came from very low circumstances and were also at a low level of development in the spiritual world. So he had to deal with them. In human life he wanted nothing to do with such people. Now he had to submit, become humble, and he had to keep calm and build up a peace within himself so that he could give peace to others. It took a long time. But we had the opportunity to visit him again and again. We helped him bear the burden. We told him how he should behave towards these beings, how he should help them to bear the burden, because we ourselves had also made inquiries. We also asked how they were treated. And angels of God gave us the advice, and we passed it on, and he, a brother, the son, then carried out this order. It was passed from mouth to mouth until the order was fulfilled. So my brother was able to put himself in a better position over time. He saw his wrong and promised that if he were to become human again, he would never again look down on his fellow human beings and not care about his parents or be ashamed of his parents or siblings. He promised not to make these mistakes again if he became human again. Yes, now, dear brothers and sisters, I am told that the time has come and I should say goodbye. So I have now told you something about what happened. It was an excerpt from my experience in the spiritual world. It is the consequences of life. It is what awaits you, dear brothers and sisters, depending on your life. None of you will escape being called either. Everyone is called, one is collected in the way I was able to explain to you, with another it happens in a different way. But everyone is taken care of personally and their mistakes are spoken of quite publicly, and the others listen. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I will withdraw to my tasks. God bless you. Greetings. Joseph, greetings. Dear brothers and sisters, I am ready to answer some more questions, but I believe that the time has advanced somewhat for you. Dear friend Joseph, I would be very interested to know what relationship this sister has with the Linus household. Can you say anything about that? Joseph, dear brothers and sisters, everything that is given to you here is under the supervision of the spirit who leads your community. The spirit beings who give you these images find a connection to the spiritual community. They are selected and asked to give these explanations in this community. So you are in contact with the leading spirit of your community. Thank you, dear friend. Was this sister then allowed to see Christ later? Joseph, oh, I think it must have come to that. Well, dear friends, I'll withdraw. We will have the opportunity to answer the questions a little better another time. So we recommend that if questions arise in you now, you write them down. You can then present them another time. May God's blessing accompany you on your way. Greetings. Report of the Ascending Spirit Being Matilda and Answers to Questions from Spirit Teacher Joseph by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Next case. May 3, 1961, Wenzel. The Work Shy, an impressive and healing encounter with two strict guardians of God. Control Spirit, greetings. I am the Control. Dear brothers and sisters, a brother will tell you about his experiences this hour. God bless you all. Greetings. Wenzel, greetings. Dear brothers and sisters, my task today in the spiritual world is as follows. I travel in a ship across the rivers, from one bank to the other. On one side I pick up guests and bring them to the other. On the one side I pick up brothers and sisters who are on the rise, in order to take them to a new city, a new home. Magnificent rivers separate the spheres from one another, so that no one could cross these spheres in the course of his progress. There is no way of leaving a sphere on your own and entering a better, more beautiful world. There are so-called obstacles that cannot be overcome. So even as a spiritual being you cannot walk on water, you also have to use a ship. The ship must be there and you must have permission to cross, or you are accompanied by a high spirit of God, and then the ferryman knows that he has to take you across. Well, that is still my happy task today. I experience many wonderful things in this task today. It is always a pleasure, a great joy for me to bring my heavenly brothers and sisters, who have come down as guests from above, across the river to those others who have now prepared themselves to receive these high guests. They are always full of good spirits, and they are also very nicely dressed and also have great joy. The brothers and sisters who are in the process of ascending, who I then have to transport from one world to the new, are full of curiosity and they guess among themselves what the new world might bring them. Sometimes people even come to me and want to know something from me. People want to know how long I have been crossing this river and so on, and sometimes I am willing to give an answer. I then always point out to these brothers and sisters the beautiful surroundings and about the surprise that awaits them and that it would be much better to experience something unexpected than to go to this new home with a certain premonition. Of course, they are already somewhat initiated in general, but not always about the individual things. That is my work that I am doing today. Well, it is my task to tell you how I was received in the spiritual world, what I have done and about my progress in general. Yes, when I returned from the earthly realm to the world beyond, I felt very good at the moment, because when I was freed from my earthly body, I knew, yes, now life must go on. So I saw, I was alive. My relatives and my parents were next to me or nearby. Then I also knew that I had endured great pain in the last years of my life. I had a stabbing pain in my chest. I could no longer walk, my hands, everything hurt, my whole body hurt and was a burden to me, so to speak. Now, when I had opened my spiritual eyes in the other world, I was like a newborn. I felt no pain, I could move well. I was happy about that, because as a human being I had struggled with pain for years, now I was free. I was happy and thought, well, whatever comes, I'll probably get through it. Of course I was also a little afraid, because I had not always lived the way I should have. I was quite rightly afraid. Yes, as I said, my parents had greeted me, some friends and acquaintances were there, but there were two very nicely dressed people standing at a certain distance. They wore large, loose cloaks, but I had the feeling that they were something like policemen. They had their eyes fixed on me. There was no smile on their faces, and I suspected nothing particularly good about these two. There were others standing a little further away, and I had the feeling that they would be more friendly towards me, not exactly that they were smiling at me, but I would have had more trust in them. Next to me were my friends and my parents. They had greeted me and explained a few things about life to me and also told me who was there. But I couldn't really take it in. But it was immediately clear to me, stop, now you are under a different rule, now things are different, now judgment is coming upon you. And I was afraid of those two, and I wanted to move away from them a little and go to the others, who I thought would be better disposed towards me. So I headed towards them. But stop. As I was walking towards them, the other two came up to me, took me in the middle and led me away, just to the opposite side, away from the others. I looked back once more and they looked after me somewhat wistfully, but nothing else was said. I became a little afraid. I didn't dare say anything to these large, powerful figures, because I thought, that's them, this is the court now, now I'm going to be judged. And it felt as if I was being led away. I said nothing and the two of them said nothing and we walked, I don't know for how long. I had to walk with them, and I had the feeling that I was walking down a hill or a valley. It was getting deeper and deeper down. The light also disappeared, it was no longer so bright. It was getting dark and I had the feeling that night might come. But now this twilight remained, so it was not completely dark. You could still see your neighbors well, but you didn't have a clear view. After we had been walking together for a while, in silence, of course, I suddenly heard a loud noise. I recognized one house after another and many figures. We came closer and closer to them, and I saw that they looked like me. Then I looked at what I was actually wearing. I was wearing a pair of sandals, and I even remembered that I had worn something like that once in my life. I was now wearing sandals like that, not quite the same, but similar. The clothes I had were also from my life, and they weren't exactly the prettiest. Well, I thought, the others will certainly not be any better off. You have to be brave and hold on, it will be fine. The noise grew louder and louder, and suddenly I was standing in front of these brothers and sisters. I also saw brothers and sisters hurrying from one house to another, and it seemed to me that they were very strict. Once I heard one calling out to another, so I did not have the feeling that things were quiet and leisurely there, but that they were working here, and were now going to their places of work. And I also saw a lot of people go into a room or a house. I hadn't dared to ask. I had my eyes open and could see what was going on. Now I thought, that will be my fate, you're going to them and you'll have to work now too. Yes, I remembered my life and I knew that I had sometimes avoided work. I knew that, and it was obvious that I hadn't liked working very much, that I had sometimes loved idleness, wine and other things. So, that was obvious, and now I would have to learn to work. But I thought, if that's the only way it goes, I'll be happy, because I had expected that I would be tormented with fire or thrown into water and who knows what people imagined in human life about purgatory or hell. Now I saw that there was no such thing, but they were pretty strict with you and you had to work. Then they led me near one of these houses. One of them came up to me and he seemed to be a little more friendly. He was dressed very simply, but clean, and he had a lovely face and lovely features. He was tall and strong, but I immediately had a certain trust in him. My two companions didn't say a word to me, but made a gesture to the person who was coming towards us, and they turned and walked away. I, completely silent, watched them go and thought, thank God. I was glad to be rid of them, because I didn't like the way they didn't speak, the stern face, the dignified behavior. I liked this man much more, he looked so lovely. He took my hands and said, Wenzel, that's your name, or that's what you were called in your life. Well, Wenzel, you know, you've done a lot of things wrong and now everything has to be put right. Yes, I breathed a sigh of relief and was happy, I wanted to put everything right. It was clear to me that it had to be put right, because I didn't want to fall into the hands of those who had accompanied me there. I had too much respect for them. Now I said, yes, fine, I want to do everything you tell me. I know that I haven't always acted correctly in life. But that's just how it is, you are weak and you don't always think about heaven and the consequences, and so you forget yourself. Then I asked him, did you also live on earth? Were you also a human being? How did you come to the position you now hold? He smiled and said that he would like to answer that question from time to time, but that there was no time for it now. But he would like to introduce me to some of the brothers and sisters. Then he led me into a house. There were some beings here, and it seemed to me that they had arrived not too long before me. They were just as uncertain, and I thought that they were just as relieved to be there, as I was. Yes, said the brother, you have arrived here at the same time, so to speak, and now you have to do hard work, because you are all equally in debt, so to speak, and heaven is not particularly pleased with you. We respected his words, But we were glad to hear it from this brother's mouth, because we had a certain hope that he would not make life so difficult for us. Well, everyone was given his work, including mine. Then we were told that we could not live in this house. We simply had to come here from time to time to report. We would be called here and then we would receive new instructions.